afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers in one of the hot parts of the country. I don't know what it's like in your area, but here we're gasping for breath. Charlene, come on board, dear.
Okay, I'm here.
Come on down and let's greet the public.
And thank goodness we're through with the heat and it's cooled off, so you guys ought to have it in a couple of days.
Oh, so you're passing it along, huh?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We'll pass the cool air your way now.
Before we get started, I want to invite our listeners who might be out there to give us a call. Our number here is 877-876-5227. Perhaps when you hear what we're going to be talking about today, you're really going to be anxious and give us a call and get Charlene and God on your side to program your field so that you can get people to, how shall I say this, Charlene, shall we say, coax them, encourage them to see things your way, and get what you want out of life. You know, this was one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight because I think it is vitally important. We have so many conflicting thoughts out there that work against our desires, rules, regulations, control, and sometimes it's really hard to make our way through all of the resistance that we might find in life. And in working with you and Caroline, I found to my utter amazement that we can work in along with God programming the quantum field to have events go your way. I loved it.
Yeah.
I gotta tell the folks about this little story because I thought it was so cute I almost fell off my chair. I was trying to call one of these individuals who think they're a VIP, you know, a very important person, and you have to go through layers and layers of folks just to be able to contact them. And the lower echelons just was not allowing me to get through to this person. So I talked to Charlene about it, and she worked on the problem, and I couldn't believe it. As soon as I hung up the phone, I thought, you know, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try and get a hold of this person and see if this stuff that we're talking about really works. Well, I made this phone call. Phone rings. The person who is at the reception desk, who usually just brushes me off, wasn't at her desk. And the person that I was trying to get to, this big VIP that, of course, never answers the phone, just happened to be walking out the door, picks up the phone, and there she is. I'm talking to her. I couldn't believe it. We just knocked that secretary right off the chair, and apparently we got somebody else out there that would like to get through to some VIP, or is that the question? Who am I speaking to, caller?
Hi, this is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
How are you?
We are having as much fun as we can. How are you?
Great. I have a request for my husband.
Okay.
He says that I snore. And he would like you to fix it, or Charlene, to see if she can go in and have God take away my snoring.
Okay.
Oh, gee, I thought we had to work with two bedrooms. You can help out.
Well, I suppose that would work, too, but I don't have a bed in the second one, and I'm not sleeping on the floor.
Oh, so what can you do about her snoring?
Well, I've done that one before.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, because snoring usually is a emotional issue. In the metaphysical, it's trying to be in control.
Uh-oh. You mean all those snorers out there are making all this noise because they want to be in control?
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting to have to go in and and reprogram the subconscious, and that is that they're at peace, and when they sleep, they're at peace, and it's safe for them to be at peace.
He says I sniff, too.
Pardon?
He said I sniff, too.
She snips, he said, Charlene.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really interested in that. Let's get going on that one.
Okay, let's do that one, okay, Jeannie?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So all of those people out there who are building on the second bedroom of the house, you can stop construction and call Charlene.
That's right, that's right.
How bad of a snorer are you?
Well, he says bad. I don't ever hear me.
You haven't wakened up yourself yet during the night, huh?
No, I sleep well.
Yeah, I guess we snorers in the world have to unite.
Well, usually it's the man that snores, so this is rather embarrassing, but he said I should call and have you fix it, so that's what I'm doing.
Sort of like calling the plumber to fix the pipes, huh?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, why does snoring embarrass people? You know, I've been accused of that myself, and I don't want to own up to it.
Well, thank God he doesn't tape me. I don't think I'd want to hear myself.
What is it about snoring that has some onus on it? I mean, your next-door neighbor can play music very loud, and, you know, there's no shame to that. But
I know.
But you snore, and all of a sudden, you're some piranha.
I'll be in worse trouble if a neighbor can hear it, I suppose.
Okay. Now, stop for just a minute, and what I want you to do is see if you have any sensation that's in your head.
Anything that's what?
If you have any sensation that's in your head.
Anything facing?
Yes. Sensation.
Oh, sensation. Oh, I do now.
What is it? I'm curious on this one, Jeannie.
I just felt really lightheaded.
Good. Now, I want your husband to stay awake tonight and see if you snore.
If he just plays a tape and lets the husband sleep.
Yes, yes.
Play a recorder. They can both sleep.
Well, I told him if I pass away, he better make a tape of it because he won't be able to sleep if he doesn't have me next to him snoring.
Jeannie, you have to call this one in. I've got to find out if this lightheadedness really did cure your snoring. Knowing Charlene, I mean, he's such a wonder at this. But it just amazes me at these things. So you got to call in and tell us if you're fixed or not.
I'll do that. And I called last week and I asked Charlene to help my husband open up to be able to receive more money at work. And
I remember that one well.
Yeah, and there's a rumor going around work that they're going to have a new manager, and the rumor is they're going to pick my husband. So.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't that be incredible?
That would be great.
Well, now repeat it to me again, though. Repeat it.
They're going to have a new manager at the store my husband works at, and the rumor that the people are saying around the store is that they're going to ask my husband to be the manager.
Oh, good.
So that would be an increase in pay.
Yes.
If you recall, one of the things that came up, Jeannie, is that your husband was very conscientious about his work and was very, competent, diligent.
Well, responsible.
Responsible, that was the word,
that was
yeah.
That the word.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, he does a very good, he's done it forever, so he does know how to do the job, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we put in that they reward him, and they're going to put him in as manager, right?
Yes.
Well, she's hoping.
No.
I'm sorry. I missed that one completely.
Yes, Jeannie, they're going to have him.
What you're talking about is programming the field.
Yeah, you program
yes.
the field, and you speak as if it's already happened.
Yes.
Okay, because that's what it understands.
Yes.
So I don't have it in front of me. What is his name?
Jim.
Tim? Okay. All right. Now, when will he know about this?
It's just the associate manager mentioned it to him yesterday. So I don't know. I'm hoping that they will let him know here shortly.
Okay. It looks like he'll start in about 2 weeks.
Great, great. That sounds very good. That's where we're... He is going to have it, so...
Okay, and what increase in wages would that be?
Almost triple.
Did you say triple?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't that be nice? That,
well,
I mean that is nice.
Groceries.
You know what? Didn't we put in... I'm trying to remember. Didn't we put in a certain amount?
We put in a million.
That's what I thought I remembered. We said, why not?
That's right.
Well, tripling the income would be a good start, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yes,
well,
it would.
Okay, so that's in the field. Okay, I've written it down that he hears from about that in the next...
Okay, and I'll let you know in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's going to happen, so I do know that.
Okay, sounds great to me.
All right, thanks, girls.
You're welcome. Bye, dear. Tell
Have
you
a nice evening.
Give your husband a hug for us.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'd say that was a good combination, Charlene. You've given back a wife that doesn't snore and a triple increase in pay, perhaps. I'd say that was a good 2 weeks' work.
I think so. Yeah, that's amazing, huh? Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, I just love it. It just never ceases to amaze me, the sort of things that can be done with working with God and the quantum field. When you went in, we got so excited about this, we stopped talking about what you were actually seeing. When you went in and was working with Jeannie, what were you seeing and how did you program the field?
Well, on that one, I just went in and did some releasing of her issue associated with snoring and changed the... See, what happens is snoring sometimes starts when, they have all kinds of theories, right?
Oh, yeah, they want you to wear these oxygen masks and do these sleep tests.
Yeah. Well, the metaphysical for snoring is stubborn refusal to let go of old patterns.
Oh,
so
really?
If you go in and ask God to release that issue or any and all other issues associated with the snoring and replace it with, I release all that is unlike love and joy in my world and in my mind.
Let me ask a question about that, Charlene, because this brings up a real interesting point to my point of view. Issues in the, I guess you would say, in the emotional system, if they are not released, or issues from past lifetimes, if they are not released, show up in the physical.
Right.
And I never thought about it showing up as an issue of snoring. I find that fascinating.
Well, it still is part of the metaphysical, which is the emotional manifesting in the body.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell everybody, I had a really interesting thing. I went to the bank to do some banking today, and there was a lady that I worked with a few years ago, and she had this tiny little baby, just a little preemie, and they'd been up in the hospital, and she had me go up there and work with him. Went up and helped hold him and that, and I said, you know, this baby of yours is psychic, and so here I see her today in the bank, and she said, you know, that he looked at an Asian lady and said, I used to look like that before in my other life.
Oh, my goodness. And how old is this child?
5.
Oh, my.
I mean, we've got children that are speaking up, and, you know, in the past we would have said, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. Don't talk like that. But now we're saying, oh, really? And she said, oh, and what did your mother look like? And she says, he said, oh, she looked like that too.
I just love stories like that.
I know, she was just laughing, and it didn't, you know, she just said to me, she says, what is that? And I said, past lives. And she says, well, yeah, you bet.
You know what that reminds me of? I do the newsletter for BBS, and one of the things that I had done in there was some research that was done on birthmarks. I believe his first name is Ivan or Ian. I think it was, you know, I'm a little not sure of his name, but his last name was Stevenson, had done some research on birthmarks, regressing people to past lifetimes had birthmarks, and they had connected wounds where a person had received perhaps a mortal wound in a previous lifetime and had died from it, came back with birthmarks in that place where the wound was. I kind of thought that was fascinating, too.
Well, I've had some, too, where I couldn't perceive that something else was going on, so then I asked God, you know, what's going on here? And I could see that this one had been shot with an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
So took out the arrow, took out the pain associated from being shot with the arrow, and the pain was gone.
Mm.
Totally and completely. Had God just take away the past memory from it, where the arrow had entered, and took it out of the memory of the self.
Yeah, that's really amazing. I had a memory that I wasn't too happy about today. I was sitting in a chair, and I could see myself being sacrificed somewhere where they cut out the heart. I thought, oh my golly, what a way to go! That was terrible.
Well, but that was true.
Huh?
That was true.
I know. I could see it.
Yeah.
And as I saw it, I kept saying, because that was a thought that was in my mind, I thought, oh, well, cancel that, let's clear that aside, and I could feel it leave. So you're seeing that in the past energy field, huh?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that was...
Yes.
Yeah, that was one of those...
Pretty sad.
Huh?
Pretty sad.
Yeah, a sacrificial victim.
That's why what you do past life is you ask God to pull out all of the negative that is in their past life,
mm-hmm.
that has been transferred into their cell memory, and pull it out in all time and space so that they're not carrying it anymore.
Well, after we listen to this listener, if I've got any of that left in my memory, let's clear that one out.
Okay.
That was not a goodie.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
You're right.
And
yeah, we need to do that one.
Yeah, who are we speaking to now?
My name is Charles.
Hi, Charles.
I have a physical problem. I was wondering if I could be helped with it.
Well, let's give it a whirl.
Pardon?
I said, let's give it a whirl.
Okay. I have COPD, which is a lung problem.
Was there anything else?
Well, it's supposed to be medically incurable, and the doctors tell me it's going to kill me.
Well, Charlene, what can we do about that, dear?
Well, let me go in and I'll go in and look at it, okay?
She needs your permission, Charles.
You have my permission.
Okay, dear. Okay, Charlene, you go see what you can find out, and I'll talk to Charles a while.
Okay, just a minute.
Charles, have you listened to this show before?
This is the second time.
Well, I just wanted to mention to you that what Charlene does is her energy waves now are changing. She's going into a higher meditative state, into the theta state. It is a state when we reach when we get into the deeper stages of sleep, where And that is what she's doing now, accessing that quantum field that is God's field. So I wanted to explain that in case you hadn't heard us before, heard this explanation. So
well, I pretty much understand this. I've been into spirituality myself for almost 40 years.
Oh, wonderful.
And
okay, I've been looking at your lungs.
Yes.
And he's showing me that they're kind of like, let me see if I can describe. It's like, I don't know what my words to describe it. It looks like the lungs are kind of eroded. Is that what he calls it?
Deteriorating?
That the lungs are kind of eroded?
Yes, they're slowly being destroyed by the disease.
Because of what?
He said it's from the disease, Charlene.
Right, yeah. So what he'll do is he's going to go in. Now, if you have a sickness or an illness that is caused by a bacteria?
No, not that I know of. It's been going on for several years now.
Charlene, what you're saying that this condition does have a connection to a bacteria?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what she's saying, Charles.
Hmm.
It might be something that's underlying.
Okay, let's go in, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to go into the quantum field. And he's taking his energy into your lungs. Just a minute. Now, when there's a bacteria, I'm explaining what I'm seeing. When there's a bacteria or a disease of any sort, what it does is it resonates in a vibrational frequency of sound. God's going to go in and change the vibrational frequency of sound.
Fantastic.
As he changes that frequency, it no more can reside there. Because you've changed the frequency. Everything has its own intelligence. Everything has its own form of what it resides at, and that's at a vibrational frequency. If you have a virus, a bacteria, a fungus, anything like that, in order for it not to reside in the body, you have to change its memory. Once you change its memory, it's going to die because it's not in a place that it can reside. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, if you have any questions, stop me.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to go in and look at it because it looks eroded. And we're going to go back in and and it's kind of what Carolyn was saying today about the atomic and subatomic particles. Which is the adamantine particles are the very fine particles of the atoms. What they do is they go in and reprogram to the original state that they were originally programmed at. Do you have any questions for me?
Not yet.
Okay. So what he's going to do is go in and he's going to command those tissues to go back to the original intelligence.
I would love that.
Yeah. So what that intelligence does, it starts cleaning it up. We'll go in and we'll have the stem cells go in and produce more stem cells, okay?
Okay.
So that they can go in and heal it for you. And so it can go back into the intelligence for which intent was for you to have good, healthy lungs. Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
It Isn't it amazing, Chuck? Charles, is it Charles or Chuck?
Charles.
Charles. I said, isn't it amazing?
Well, yeah. Because I find all spirituality so somewhat amazing.
Oh, yes. I am continuously amazed at this kind of healing that Charlene works with and Caroline works with me on Saturdays. I work with the cherubim, reading the Akashic records that are located in the center of the cosmos. So the two of us work together on issues. It just depends on what a person has in mind when they call, you know, what their problem is or what they want, information that they want.
Well, would it be beneficial to me to call on Saturday as well as this session?
You mean as to why this occurred? Any spiritual lessons behind it, you mean?
No, I mean would it help the condition?
The cherubim aren't the ones who usually do such healing. Charlene does working in the quantum field. But what comes from the cherubim would be the concepts of what a person's mission was if they did face challenges in this lifetime, such as a physical challenge. What might have been the underlying spiritual reason for it and the spiritual lesson that had to be learned if there was one.
Okay.
She's back.
Okay, I want you to take 5 deep breaths, very deep, and then blow out as far as you can, as long as you can. Will you do that? Do it about 5 times. You also have...
Okay,
how are you? How are they feeling?
Well, I can't really tell any difference at this point.
Well, it was almost like a higher vibrational frequency, because what was going on, especially in the right, is the right one the most difficult for you?
Pardon me?
Your right lung.
I can't really say. I don't know that one is worse than the other. I have had some pain in my right lung, but that was due to an infection.
Well, it just looked like, it looked to me like he stayed in there longer in the right lung than the left lung, is the reason I'm saying it.
Okay.
And it was almost like a laser that was in there, you know, fixing that up. So the vibrational frequency sound was pretty high.
Okay.
And then the stem cells are in there cleaning it up, and you've got, looks to me like you've got 4 or 5 angels, healing angels working with you.
Fantastic.
Charlene, how long does this usually take for Charles to feel some results for this? Because I know it takes time for the stem cells to get back, get things back in working order. What would you say... how much time should...
Well, why don't you call us back next week?
I will.
Or else you can just call me on that, you know, get me on my business phone if you want to.
I'll call in right
here
next week.
So that we can look at them again, because right now you're getting a lot of divine help, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that.
Wait, before you go, Charlene... did you want to tell Charles something about maybe rest and water?
Do what?
Rest and drinking extra water.
Oh, yes. The important thing is that when we do this work, I need to thank you for reminding me, is that you have to drink lots of water. Drink lots of water because it flushes out the toxins. And then if you find that you're more tired than normal, then your body is telling you those cells are working more than they were before.
Okay.
And so you're going to need rest, you're going to eat properly, and then also get plenty of water.
Okay.
Because your body is going to, if it feels tired, it's like somebody said, well, I've been taking 2 or 3 naps a day, and I said, well, good. The reason is your body's telling you that it's working really hard to recover.
Well, is it fair to say that this is a rebuilding process, and
absolutely,
so you need extra rest?
Because what happened was, the interesting thing to watch when he's working on your lungs here, was he actually told the cells to go back and copycat the cells in his lungs. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
He said, okay, because he didn't have a place to copycat, to say to the cells, okay, you're now being returned to your higher God self, or the intelligence of your God self, which was created in the beginning of time, which is like my lungs, copycat my lungs. So he told the cells to look at his and then copycat it.
Okay.
Well, let us know what's going on, Charles.
I certainly will.
And good luck, and we send you our love.
Wait, one thing before you go. You were telling me about your interest in your own psychic journey. I'm just wondering if you could put your consciousness around you and see if you could feel or see the angelic help that is coming your way.
Well, I'll certainly try it. Hold on.
Yeah, because they're telling you that won't be cured. But I heard him say, oh, you're not going anywhere.
Well,
you know, you're thinking that you're going someplace. You're not going anywhere.
I can definitely feel that there is an energy involved here.
Yeah, good. Because there's a real change. The vibrational frequency that was put in there, because I'm seeing this light inside the lungs. I mean, it's just a flashing in there. Just a flashing and rotating round and round inside your lungs.
Yeah, I can see something going on in there. I don't know exactly what it is, but I can see that there is something happening in there. And anything that's positive, I'm all for it.
Well, you've got a wonderful journey ahead of you, okay?
Okay.
This is just a part of you reaching to your higher source to have him more involved in your life, that's all. And this will be so that you can be on your full potential in your journey.
Well, Charles, call next Wednesday. We'll do a reading with the cherubim for you on this question, okay?
All right. I will do that.
Okay, dear.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
God bless.
God bless. Charlene, why don't you give people your phone number in case there's people out there who want a private session with you?
Okay, 801-944-9346.
That's wonderful, Charlene. I would like to tell people about something that's happening on my conference calls. For those of you who may or may not know about some of my work, I do conference calls on the telephone. People call in, and what happens is we work with angelic hosts, with masters. Mother Mary has asked me to do a conference call for people who have had children who have crossed over, who have had other family members who have crossed over to the other side, and where the individuals feel that they would like to have healing. I also asked her if she would be willing to report to those people who are online and give them an idea as to what their loved ones are doing now, to give a report on their loved ones. And when I asked her that, she said yes, and there was so much love around this. Mother Mary truly sees herself as the mother of all human beings on this planet, and she is very desirous of healing. healing that aspect of the soul. And if you're interested in attending this or other conference calls, my website is www.carolyn.evers.com. Up in the right-hand corner is a button, conference calls. You can see the schedule for this month, which we have, I think there's about six of them lined up for the month, and there is a past conference call that is on the website, so you can listen to it and get an idea of what it's all about. So we have a caller on the line, and your name, please?
Hello, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Nancy Sue.
Hi, Nancy, darling. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
We're doing it the best way we know how.
Amen. And that's great.
What can we do for you, Nancy?
Well, you know, it's about the sores that I'm having on my legs. They had started to go away, and they're back again.
Sounds like your department, Charlene.
Wow. They're almost like an open sore?
Yeah. It's like a rash with an open sore in there.
That's what it looks like. And they went away, and now they've come back.
Yeah, they started going away. They were almost gone, and then it just came back full force.
Can I ask you a question about this, Nancy?
Yeah.
What you had before and what you have now, does it look the same, or is this a different issue?
It looks the same. It's in the same spot.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm going to go, let's see, there's more than one.
Yeah.
Like, there's a, looks like four or five.
Yeah, there's five there. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay. All right. Let me go in and look at it, okay?
You know, Nancy, it just amazes me when she says things like that. You know,
it does.
You're there. She's over here. And she tells you you got five places on your leg.
It's amazing. It's like, how do you do that? That's just awesome.
Well, it really is. I mean, sometimes I got trouble navigating in my bedroom in the dark.
Me too.
Yes. Oh, my. You know, the miracle of the now. I don't know that we had another time in history, maybe perhaps our very, very early history, where there were such wonders like this. Of course, when Jesus was here, there was those sort of things happening also. But I mean like the everyday kind of life. You know, you can pick up the telephone, talk to a master on the phone. Oh, you could have somebody, you know, working on your physical a distance away, knowing what's going on. I mean, these are miracles.
You're so right. What a gift.
Well, you know, it's God's gift to humanity.
Oh, yeah.
I look at this as we are the facilitators, but what we're working with is God's gift to...
Okay, how are they feeling?
Well, right now they're not itching anymore.
Yeah, do you want to look at them?
Let's see. Look at the worst one here. Well, you know, it's not that bright red that it was.
Yeah, it's pulling the effect.
And the coarseness of it, I can still feel it, but it's not that. It's not really raised real high like it was. It's much better.
Okay, well, let's give it a couple of minutes more than this minute.
Oh, my golly.
This is a miracle.
talk about instant soup. Wow.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish I could show, well, you probably see it, Charlene, but Caroline, I wish you could see this.
Put your leg up a little higher, honey.
There you go. Is that high? It's actually getting lighter.
What?
It's getting lighter.
Oh, my God, I wish we had this on YouTube.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You should have had your little telephone out handy recording this.
And say, see everybody?
Yeah. Okay, now look at it.
It is. I mean, I'm watching it get lighter. I'm looking at the worst one. The other ones that aren't so bad, I mean,
but
I can barely
really
see
big.
Them.
It's just the one that was so bad.
Yeah. And that is visibly getting lighter. And the heat's going down. It's always really, you know, pretty hot. And it's almost the same as the rest of my leg.
That's utterly mind-blowing.
Did God say what it was?
Okay, is it closing up? I want to see it closing up.
Yes, it is.
Okay, goody.
Before you go, Nancy, I want to ask Charlene a question. Charlene, do we have any insight as to what caused this? In other words, healing?
I mean, it looked like it was a past life.
Well, see, this is what I wanted to get at. I feel like there was some issue there.
Yeah, because the clearing it before didn't resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went in and asked God, is this a past life memory? And he said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So we went in and cleared out the past life, had him pull it out. You just pull it, cancel it, and release it to God, the past life.
I thought something like that was going on because it didn't seem right to me that this was healing and then came back the way it did.
So I'm saying it's a past life. In other words, what it is it looks like the past life that you had was, it was like, I was trying to do it so fast. It was like looking at it and seeing that you said that it was like infections that had come about because of the persecution, and the sword got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and encompassed the whole lake because, you know, they didn't have any way to keep them clean.
Right.
And it looked like that's what was happening to in the memory there.
Uh-huh.
So I went in and had him pull that memory out.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The two of you are just awesome. Thank you.
What happened in the past with that?
Pardon?
Well, in the past, in the DNA, and he pulled it out of your DNA. What happened in the DNA, too, is when some kind of infection like that occurred, what they would do was it would spread until there was gangrene.
Oh.
And then they would have to amputate the leg or whatever it was, the limb. So what he did was pull all of those memories out.
Oh, thank you.
And then go in and clear it on the subatomic and the adamantine particle level so that you were not having that anymore. Okay?
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Let us know how it's doing, okay?
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Oh, I love it, Nancy.
Me too.
See you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Charlene, I cleared this past memory of being a sacrificial individual today, and I don't know if I cleared out all of the memory that was in my cells. Do you think that's something that you could look at and see if that needed to be, if some of that memory needs to be cleared?
Well, part of the memory is still in your DNA.
Well, that's what I felt. I had cleared away the
past life, but you didn't do the DNA.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking that the DNA needed to be cleared, and that's why I was asking you.
Yeah,
and
the DNA has to be cleared. The reason the DNA has to be cleared is it's still in your morphogenetic field. In other words, from morphogenetic, this genetic, right, which
yes.
is ancestral line. So when you pull it out of there, you also pull it out of the cell for the energy field that was created at that time, and you need to have it released on an ancestral level.
Well, do you want to do that now or wait till after the show?
I can do it after the show. That's okay.
Yeah, because I feel like I really need to get rid of this.
Yeah, obviously, because that's pretty profound.
Yes, it is profound.
I would say it's profound.
I can still sense it, and that's probably what I'm feeling. Okay, we have another caller, and your name, caller.
This is Ron.
Ron, have you been listening to the show tonight?
Yes, I have.
Wasn't that session with the previous caller amazing?
Well, you know what was funny? I was thinking about Nancy when she called in.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering how she was doing.
Well, anyway, if you didn't hear what went on with her, you missed something profound. Ron, what can we do for you, dear?
Well, I was thinking, well, maybe we ought to just go ahead and take the time and let Charlene do her clearing.
Well, we have to know what you want cleared.
she was going to do a group clearing, wasn't she? I thought that's what she was saying.
No. No, she was working on Nancy at the time, and then we started talking about a past memory that I released that has to be taken out of the DNA, and that's what she was talking about. Do
right.
you have a problem... a physical problem that yourself that you want us to address?
No, not a physical problem. I had a question for you.
Okay. What's the question?
I have a block that I guess it could be for Charlie. It's funny. I really love information, but I have an aversion to, and I've started noticing this, to, I don't know what my mind phrases as, human information. And it's kind of blocked me from, like, going on and getting, like, a master's or a PhD or something like this, because I know digesting a lot of false information.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what that connection was, and maybe I could clear that.
Let me see if I can rephrase this so that we understand exactly what you mean. What I'm feeling like you are trying to point out is you love information, but you have a tendency to be suspicious of what you called man's information or human information. I'm assuming you mean like what you read or hear or see. Is that part accurate?
Yeah, and all the false information that's put out there.
Okay, so you're aware of false information, and this keeps you from perhaps working on a master's or a PhD because you want to make sure your information is accurate. Does that pretty much what you mean?
Yeah. Keeps
okay.
me from going with any higher learning here.
Okay, Charlene.
So,
are you following this, dear?
Yes.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you have a trust issue.
I have a what? Excuse me.
A trust issue.
Test?
Yeah,
trust. T-R-U-S-T.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it would be trust because I'm sure that the information that I'm getting is false. I just hate to, you know, take it as doctrine or something.
What information are you getting that you're talking about? Maybe we need to back up a little here. Are you channeling?
No, not really. I mean, just on the physical level here, when we're going, you're going through school and you're going through higher learning. I see so much false information. It's hard for me to get enthusiastic about pursuing this and finishing this.
Oh, I see what you're saying. There is
really,
a lot
really
in the world.
I can't get enthusiastic about it. I can't finish
You
it.
Know, there's another thing here. Just bear with me for a second. I'm wondering if your soul is trying to direct you in another area rather than... Do you think it's possible that your soul is trying to direct you to a spiritual area rather than a hard scientific knowledge area?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to pursue that, so...
You don't know how to what?
I don't know how to pursue that part.
Okay.
I just know how, you know, everybody else makes their money, and I can't just drop everything and go in a totally different direction.
Do you meditate at all?
Every day.
Okay. So you do meditate.
Yeah. I can't get the clear, you know, the clear visions that I need, but I do meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a strong intent on that area.
Okay, let me go in and do. There's one thing that I'm hearing that you're needing, and that is you're not grounded.
No,
in other words, your body, spirit, and soul are not grounded to the three bodies, and you don't have that connection right now.
Yeah,
do you have her permission, Ron, to go in and do this?
Yeah.
She needs your permission first.
Okay, let me do that for you, okay?
Okay.
Did you understand what she said to you?
Yes, I did, Karen.
Okay. Yes, I suspect when we were talking that this is more of a spiritual issue rather than a block. So we'll let Charlene... go in and balance the subtle bodies and ground them. And when she comes back, we'll see if we've got a little bit more time to talk about that.
Yeah, I know we're running short.
Yeah, we're running short. And I tell you what we could do, what I'm willing to do, Ron. We don't have the time today to do it, but if you call back next week, I think you really need some information from the cherubim, either some information on the radio show or ask for a reading. I suspect that you have a spiritual mission back there that you need to attend to.
Yeah, I'm getting some prodding. But
what's the prodding? Tell me.
Well, Spirit is directing me to, I am reading doctrines like crazy.
Okay.
And I'm going through them, and the verses that I, you know, ring true, I am pulling those out. Some of them don't, but I'm reading books like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stop.
Well, you see, my take on that, without even asking anybody, is your soul is directing you to an area of activity that you need to attend to. I don't think this is a block as much as it is an invitation to follow.
Yeah, it's called a redirection.
Charlene heard. Okay, dear. What did you find?
Okay, what I did was have your higher God self go in and start connecting your spiritual body to your mental body. Mental body. Then your
Good.
Higher self took your spiritual body, connected it to your emotional body. Then your Good. Higher self took the spiritual body and connected it to the physical body.
Good.
So, and then grounded you to Mother Earth, who is our nurturer, right?
You're right.
She's our caretaker. She's our nurturer. She's the creator of what goes on in our physical body, because everything we eat is what creates this energy that we have here.
Yeah.
So she connected all of that, it was all connected, and then you're also your aura and your energy field. And did all of that because it was fragmented.
Okay.
And so what'll happen is, let's see in the next, well, it might be immediate, because your higher God self is now in charge here.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a trust issue because you're being redirected in the direction you need to be going. So
yeah.
that you find that sense of knowing who you are and having the peace and serenity that goes along with your knowing that you are on your path and your quest.
Yeah.
Because your higher self is going to be directing you now.
Now, I had been doing the visualization for grounding, but maybe I wasn't making that connection.
Well, what I find that a lot of people in some areas are grounding, but they're not grounding their whole being.
Okay.
And, you know, all of the spiritual part of it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You could call me on Sunday also, Ron. I work alone on Sunday and work with the readings then as one of the things. So you could either call me on Sunday or call us next Wednesday on this show, whichever's more convenient for you.
Okay.
'Cause I just feel like there's some more issues to work your way through.
Yeah, I'm being prodded pretty good, so...
They got the old prod after you, huh? Well,
and,
you know, once they get that prod working, they don't let up either.
Yeah, even though sometimes I ask to give me a break.
Well, they're not going to, so you might just as well put your shoulder to it and get it done.
Well, I think that you're going to find yourself feeling considerably different.
Okay.
You know, because you were just put in the God field, and you're going to feel a lot of difference in your direction, okay?
I was going to tell you, Charlene, I've used you before. I don't know.
Are you from Texas?
Ago. Excuse me?
Are you from Texas?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, I know who you are.
You've worked with me before.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a repeat.
I think we're all repeats. Talk to you later, Vaughn.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Charlene?
Yes?
Give your phone number real
quick.
Okay.
801-944-9346.
And check out my website, CarolynEvers.com. We have an incredible list of conference calls during the month of August. One of them is the Fireside Chats. We have four masters who are gathering, who are giving information on ascension, and you will be able to call and ask questions about it. So, dear friends, till next week, this is Carolyn Evers saying we're checking out for the night. And you, Charlene, would you like to say goodbye to our fine, upstanding group out there?
Yes. We send you our love, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again.